Arbor Day was born in Nebraska back in the 1870s, specifically to pay homage to trees. The holiday has evolved over the years and is now celebrated across America and around the world on the last Friday in April. Come along and join me in Nebraska City for a visit with Carol Crook, nature interpreter for the Nebraska-based Arbor Day Foundation. Nearby is Lead Lodge and Conference Center. It's a 144-room Adirondack-style lodge, complete with a fine dining restaurant, a cocktail lounge, indoor pool, sauna, and more. And it's also operated as a nonprofit by Arbor Day Foundation. We'll stop in at Lead Lodge for a visit with Karen Hauser, the general manager, and Arbor Day Foundation's Adam Howard, director of production, where we'll learn about the lodge and the foundation's mission of annually distributing millions of trees to supporters around the country and around the world.
My name is Carol Crook. I'm a nature interpreter for Arbor Day Foundation in Nebraska City.
Like many people, I didn't know where the Arbor Day Foundation was physically, never really thought about it. Just kind of seemed like it was America.
Yes.
Where did it start? How did it start?
It started right here in Nebraska City. Jay Sterling Morton and Caroline came here on their honeymoon from Detroit, Michigan.
And this is quite a long time ago, isn't
it? Yes, 1854. Uh-huh. As they built their framed home and they looked out, all they could see is tall prairie grass. It was so tall that a man on horseback could disappear. So they started experimenting what trees would grow the best out here on this great treeless plains. And then as Nebraska became a state, Jay Sterling Morton felt it was extremely important to have one day set aside to encourage people to plant, care, and celebrate trees. So the legislators went along with him, and if he was here today, he would have been so thrilled that a holiday was meant for Nebraska to help the settlers have a better life here with trees in their landscape. Is now a national holiday, the last Friday in the month of April, and also is celebrated in every single state and some even international countries.
That's really cool. Trees are much more than just aesthetically beautiful things to look at. Out here in the plains of Nebraska, they serve some vital roles.
We try to emphasize that here at Arbor Day Farm. The windbreaks, the soil filters, the ease of having shade, you know, cleaning, you know, the oxygen, and then the amount of wildlife and birds that cluster around trees.
Was it you the other day that was saying about a 20% reduction in energy expenditure relative to having trees?
Yes. A well-established windbreak will reduce your annual energy cost by 20%.
Would that be air conditioning or
yes,
what?
Yes, both in the wintertime, cutting down those cold winds out of the north, and in the summer to help provide the shade to reduce the heat on the structure.
To say nothing of being nice little oxygen filters and helping the atmosphere.
Yeah, Jay Sterling Morton wanted it so people eventually someday would have wood for building a house and fuel to heat their homes and cook their meals. But today we find that trees are more essential than ever, urban and in the rural area.
And let's talk a moment about right here how you reuse the wood.
The Lead Lodge and Conference Center is a hotel with a convention center, and all the heat and cooling is done with waste wood. It came from a company outside of Omaha, Nebraska, and we basically run it like a steam engine. We heat the water, and the hot water flies through, and air blows across it. But it also supplies us with all our hot water needs, too. I think it's a wonderful organization because it's truly carrying on Jay Sterling Morton's vision of encouraging people to plant trees, to nurture trees, and celebrate how important trees are even today as compared to in 1850.
Carol, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for joining us here in Nebraska City, and we encourage everyone to come by and enjoy the trees here at Arbor Day Farm.
Right now, we're with Karen Hauser, The general manager and Adam Howard, director of production and shipping at Arbor Day Farm. What a pleasant surprise this was for me to come here and see this place.
I'm so glad you have an opportunity to get here. We find that we are the flyover state and the drive-by state and the drive-through state, and so we have such a wonderful thing to offer here. We're so pleased when people come to visit.
As I mentioned earlier, I've been a supporter of Arbor Day, and sign up and become a supporter and we'll send you a tree, and I've done that. Frankly, didn't even know where Arbor Day Foundation was, and here it is, its own little empire, its own world.
The Arbor Day Foundation itself is located in Lincoln, is our more officey headquarters, if you will, and then we have the Arbor Day Farm, which is in Nebraska City, about an hour from Lincoln. We're located on the estate of J. Sterling Morton. We are on his property right now as we speak. More than 20 years ago, John Rosenow, who is the founder of the Arbor Day Foundation, John had the vision of having a property where guests could come and be inspired to take care of the world. And so there are stories told about him looking over this land that we're on right now and looking at the estate of J. Sterling Morton and saying, I envision this conference center that will welcome people from throughout the nation and throughout the world.
What point in time in history was this?
John had this vision a little more than 25 years ago and had to figure out how to get funding and how to get it built, and started with 96 rooms, and now we have 144 guest rooms here.
So there truly is a greater good mission underlying everything that we see here at the lodge and the facilities.
We actually are the Arbor Day Foundation. So while we are Lead Lodge and Conference Center and while we are Arbor Day Farm, we really are the Arbor Day Foundation. So any money that we make here goes back into our programs that help plant, nurture, and celebrate trees and help with trees solve the issues of the world.
My name's Adam Howard. I'm Director of Production and Shipping. The other side of the farm, we call it sometimes across the creek on the north end. We're 260 acres here. So north of the lodge is really our established farm, what we call it. And then it's really where our mission comes to life. We've got 25 acres of historical production orchard that really spills over from the original estate from J. Sterling Morton. We've got an attraction called the Tree Adventure, which really drives what the mission is. So it's a little bit full circle when people visit. It is a paid attraction. They get the education, they get the takeaway, they're inspired, they hit the trails. And the greatest connection is at the end of it when they go through the greenhouses and they go into what we call our Hero Gallery building. The theme of that building drives home the fact that this is your takeaway, you've seen who we are, and take this free tree with your paid attraction and go plant that. And that's exactly what we want. It's the core of who we are as a foundation. We're well diversified in many programs, many membership programs, and many corporate sponsorships. We love that part of it, but it really comes down to the education of who we are, and that comes in the plant the tree in your front yard or give to a family member that can.
And speaking of education, one of the things that I was very touched with today is your educational component for elementary school kids. I mean, that is cool. Whole busloads of kids just having a great time.
We do a tremendous amount of tours. We partner with certain inner city departments sponsored by certain foundations that underwrite these programs. Again, driving home the mission of who we are, it is the education. We know there's deficiencies in the learning of children versus nature in this day and age, in this generation. So it's that physical place to drive that home and really teach them those principles that many of us grew up on.
As we're talking, it still blows my mind that here is this truly greater good foundation that's all centered around one thing, trees. That's pretty cool.
One of the things that we've just, as a foundation, recognized is to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees is this huge topic, and what does that mean as a mission? And so we've adopted a 10-year focus, kind of the first bite of our mission, elephant, if you will, to have it be that people really understand that issues that are throughout the world, so air quality, water quality, hunger, poverty, can be solved through trees. And that's not the only solution, but it's one of the solutions, and one that's very accessible and one that we can each help with. And so as Adam was saying, as every guest comes here, and we have many different kinds of guests. For the farm, we'll have people come just for the day or just a few hours. Here, we'll have people come for a week training session or overnight for a wedding or a family reunion. And what we're hoping with each person is that they have some little spark that within themselves they're reconnected with nature, they're newly connected with nature, so that they can then, around this one concept of a tree, go and take it home with them and make their community and their world better.
Right here at Arbor Day Farm at Lead Lodge, it shows the diversity of Nebraska. As we're looking off in the distance, there's the rows of corn, right, that everybody would think of. But there it ends, and we are sitting in the midst of a forest.
I grew up in California, and one of the things that I was most struck with, having flown into Nebraska and driven 50 miles from Omaha in the flat, 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 was to get to the little hilly parts of Nebraska City, which I think just adds to the beauty of this community. And then being educated, the fact that that comes with the Missouri River being just, you know, a mile away from here. And so, yes, definitely we are in Nebraska. But then we have this facility that is much more than Nebraska, and really with a national and even a worldwide message to spread and service to give.
How many trees do you ship out to people around the world per year?
Yes, that's a great question. It's around 12 million trees that we truly put in the hands of people. Some of those are physical trees, and what I mean by that is we have our own seedling program, our membership seedling program. When you become a foundation member, it's called the Trees for America program. We've got 1 million members, and those trees are shipped around the nation. When you become a member, everybody gets 10 free trees. We're already at about probably 10 million there. We also have a full-fledged online catalog that you can go to arborday.org and witness yourself and order for yourself.
One of the things we love, we have many family reunions come here, and literally you could be one or you could be 85 and find things that you would be happy doing. So it's a great place for all sorts of people.
We've been visiting with Karen Hauser, General Manager, and Adam Howard, Director of Production and Shipping, at Arbor Day Foundation's Lead Lodge and Conference Center on the outskirts of Nebraska City, Nebraska. To learn more about the state of Nebraska, log on to visitnebraska.com.